That's Jackie you hear swearing in the background. You hear Jackie swearing in the background. I'll cut that out, honey.
Okay, good.
Welcome to our pre-show, folks, and we're going to kind of go hunting for a show here because what I'm going to be doing while this show is airing, while this show is rolling, I'm going to be watching the Meghan and Harry interview yet again, only haven't seen all of it, with Jackie, who is on FaceTime right now, and she was just cursing a blue streak at her shitty cable company, Comcast. All right. My cable company. Actually, my cable company is who? Spectrum.
It's not a cable company.
Well, I have DirecTV, and then I have an internet. It's Spectrum. DirecTV at one time, as you all know, was the greatest thing in the world because it had the NFL. It had all this great shit. We were all just happy as hell that DirecTV came into our lives. And then AT&T bought DirecTV, and it became the piece of shit that we know it is today. DirecTV is just a piece of shit, and I'm sorry if you work for DirecTV, if you're sorry to hear that, but you dropped the ball. AT&T turned you into just another utility. Having said that, we're gonna find a damn show that we're gonna air tonight. Did you find that on the internet, honey? Did you find Meghan and when you say you're gonna watch the internet, you're gonna watch it at CBS.com. CBS.com. Okay. What the fuck? How about YouTube? Is it on YouTube?
It wasn't the other day. Maybe it is by now.
If it's on YouTube, then you can pull it up on your TV.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's kind of an interesting interview.
It's great. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and boy, they've taken no end of shit for it. And that goddamn Piers Morgan, or what is his name? Piers Morgan, right? Or is it Piers? P-I-E-R-S.
Piers.
I don't know what his problem is, man. I don't believe she's suicidal. All right. That's a great thing you want to hear. If you're suicidal, the first thing you want to hear from a friend of yours is, I don't think you're suicidal. And that happens just before you blow your brains out. There's a movie called The Bridge. If you guys, I really recommend it. But in one scene, they interview this woman who, she didn't think the guy was really going to jump off the bridge. She said to this guy, who was very depressed, listen, call me if you need me. It was obvious that he needed her right then and there. But she had other shit she had to attend to. She gets the word the next day that he jumped off the fucking bridge, and she doesn't get how she dropped the ball. We're going to go back to 2:20. We're going to go back to 2020, not 2:20. That would have been just going back to 20 minutes after 2 o'clock this afternoon. But we will go back to the month of March last year as the pandemic began to encroach. Why is my throat just jacked up? Karen Deauville joined Phil on to discuss their confrontation at a high school, at a high-end grocery store, over Gouda cheese. This ought to be good. We'll check this one out, man. Let me cue this bitch up. Are you finding it, honey? What happened to my... I just had it on the thing I want to put it on. let's go. There you go. Monday, March 30th, 2020. Here we go. Oops, sorry.
I'm always worried about these levels. I don't know what
the
problem is, but
that fucked us up on Friday. I had to shut the whole fucking thing down, man. I was like doing too many things.
Boy, I tell you, this audio problem that we've had started last fucking year.
I didn't like the levels on the TriCaster, so I had to go in and muck around with the audio.
It's a year ago. I'm belly aching about the levels on the TriCaster.
And the game was on, but sort of half.
One fucking year ago, there I am bitching.
I got to check and see if it's already from the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, what is so funny?
Well, what do you mean they wouldn't protect me from the Seven Dwarfs?
Meaning anything could get past them, Phil.
Anything could get past these baby wipes.
Well, no doubt. I mean,
I'm talking about having baby wipes.
The only wipes we have,
the only wipes we've got that are the 99% Lysol.
Yes, we have the Lysol upstairs.
Yeah, we got the 99%. By the way,
well, where the fuck is that? Where did I start the show? Here, I'll find out.
What are you doing, bud?
He's grabbing the baby.
Okay, that's how the show starts?
Jesus, that's weird.
That's how the fucking show starts? 39 minutes? Well, okay. I'm not saying anything. She's one of our very loyal fans. She checks in.
Baby Nat. In other words, Bud.
Name's Bud.
That's not the easiest commute, is it?
No, it's like Patch and I've got...
Netcast here for Monday. This is the 20,000...
The 20,000...
Lord have mercy, all you right. know.
Here we go, man. I can't...
Wipes. Those are for wiping down... What are you doing, Bud? What are you doing, Bud? He's grabbing the baby.
The download starts at the wrong place. Doesn't start where it's supposed to start. In order to see the show in its entirety, you have to watch the netcast. Very interesting. Here's how the show actually starts.
Jessica Simpson, Periscope. You know, we're good.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Let me see. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to use this one. I think I'm going to use it. Yeah. I'm going to use a different show because this is not. Phil interviews Bobby and Steve Dooley have gone into voluntary self-lockdown. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, you know what? We had power failures last year. That's why I was having a problem. That's why I was having that problem. All right, I got Frank Gray talking about a transsexual entertainer that he that he represented. I think this will work. Then we'll conclude this folderol. Oh, okay. Cool. Hey, it's Phil Hendry and all of the characters that you hear on... Let's go, man. Come on. Oh, fuck. You want me to call you back, honey? I'm almost done. I just, you know...
Oh, yeah. Stupid thing.
Okay, I'll call you back in a few minutes. Just a couple of minutes.
Technology night.
Yeah. Why would I use music like that? Anyway, let's check it out, man. It seems that the last March was really fucked up. From look at that, I've got a. Oh, that's so whack, man. The chat was open. All kinds of shit. Let's check this out. This is from last March. And it seems like we had all kinds of power failures and we had all kinds of TriCaster problems that affected the show. But I don't know, man, if I want to do this one or not. I am really at a loss here, man. Why don't we try another year, Phil? How about that? March of 2019. Do that. Because last March was completely jacked up. I don't know, man. March 29th, 2019. Here we go. Fuck off. Oh, that was fucking loud, too.
Go. We are on our pre-show for Friday, and it took 3 days off because we had a lot of stuff going on, which I will announce probably on the air since Deadline had it. And the Deadline piece was sent to me by, who the hell sent me the Deadline? Oh, my friend Pat Reynolds. And fascinating. Tommy Heinsohn?
Yeah. You got to bore people with this?
People are multilingual. You know, in Southern California.
Oh, okay. This is groovy. This is March? Yeah. I think
all
I'm
right,
probably.
Let's try that, man. Here we go.
All right, guys.